Does life ever get you down? Well, just remember it could always get worse. You could always be one of these people.
At least you're not.
Yes, indeed. It's time for At Least You're Not in the News. People dumb enough to get caught, but that's what's fun because we share the wonderful...
the wonderfully tragic stories.
Tragic
of their
stories
lives.
With you, yes. And I love these two because they are El Loco, honey. They
Good.
Are local.
I'm so happy for that.
Yeah, let's first hit lacrosse. At least you're not a 44-year-old guy named Randy Bolstad who stole a laptop from a business in La Crosse, Wisconsin on Saturday. Loved it. That's where I went to college. But somehow in the process, he left two things behind. One, some cash, and the other one, some paperwork for his probation.
Aw, shoot, I knew I forgot something of that robbery. Uh-huh. Oh, it's only all the information that the police need to find me.
That's right. So when he got outside and found his stuff was locked inside the building, he called 911 for help. Well, he told the dispatcher he left some stuff in the business, and he really needed to get inside. The cops came, but by that point, Randy was already gone. So on Monday, the cops got another 911 call from that business about the missing laptop, and they quickly figured out what had really happened. What had really happened? Well, they tracked Randy down and arrested him for burglary, and obviously... for violating his probation.
How could they have found him? It was the perfect crime, except for the fact that he left his paperwork about his probation.
I know. How does that happen? It's very interesting. That's what happens. At least that's what happens because they're not very bright. Here we go.
At least you're not.
All right. At least you are not a 36-year-old woman. Who lives in Seattle. Well, listen, got drunk on Sunday night at around 2:15 a.m. She and a man who was 45-year-old decided to go grab some late-night pizza.
Oh, very nice.
Who doesn't want late-night pizza? Mm-hmm. But when the woman got into a big argument with the staff at the pizza place because she got pizza with sriracha sauce on top, she didn't feel like they had given her enough.
Wow.
It happens. Anyway, she and a friend left the shop, and that's when, for some reason, a 29-year-old guy outside threw a garbage can at them.
What is happening?
It hit the woman's boyfriend in the leg, and the cops came to sort out what was going on. But the woman kept trying to get them to shift their focus to something she felt was far more important. Holding the pizza place accountable for shortening her on the sriracha once again.
Go arrest them!
I know.
Arrest them! They didn't give me enough sriracha!
What's going on? Believe it or not, the cops did not choose to investigate the sriracha incident. Instead, they wound up arresting the guy who actually threw the garbage can at him and her as an assault.
Justice wasn't served.
That wasn't served at all. Here we go.
At least you're not.
This is great. Right out of Madison. A 55-year-old man is in custody after Madison police say he tried stealing $500 worth of candy, Aaron.
Oh, no.
Officers were called out to the 3300 block of Milwaukee Street around 11:15 p.m. Neighbors in that area near the intersection of Milwaukee Street and Stoughton Road called in with reports of a man breaking into a car.
Oh.
Police found a man matching the suspect description about 1 mile away carrying... again, a garbage can.
What is it with garbage cans?
I don't know. Inside the trash can, officers found $500 worth of candy that had been taken from the car, which is owned by a candy distributor. The man was arrested and taken to the Dane County Jail. At this time, I believe, he is sitting behind bars listening to us.
Oh, that's very nice.
Isn't
Maybe you'll get a letter.
Oh my God, another prison letter. I'm so in on that. There you go.